This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. This year, floods have struck communities across the state, from Racine County to Minocqua. A group of UW-Madison researchers wants officials to understand the threat that extreme flooding would pose to other Wisconsin cities. But instead of making projections about hypothetical storms, they decided to take a storm that had already happened and move it to another city using computer modeling. Scott Gordon has more.
The storms that went through the Wisconsin Dells in June of 2008 destroyed homes, disrupted the area's tourism industry, and caused Lake Delton to empty out into the Wisconsin River.
And we are looking out over the lake, and we see these houses tumbling in. And it was just the most surreal thing because our lake was gone. Our lake was gone.
That's Don Baker, who owns a resort on the shores of Lake Delton.
And it was early June. Our season had just started, and our lake, like our best friend, was gone, you know? And it was just the scariest thing ever.
Researchers think that climate change will bring more rain and flooding to the Midwest in the years to come. The challenge is in making that prediction seem real. Enter Ken Potter, professor of civil and environmental engineering at UW-Madison. He worked with students to create a computer model of the 2008 flood in the Dells, but they moved the same storm just a little ways to the south, to Madison.
And the results would have been devastating.
It's tough to predict what exactly would happen. But in the worst case, the model found that such a flood would cause Lake Mendota to overflow its banks, flood large portions of downtown, and close down the Dane County Regional Airport.
Climate change is going to increase the intensity and amount of rainfall. We don't know the details, but we know that these things will increase. And the real issue is, how do you get decision makers to act?
Potter wanted to get people's attention. He also hoped that the models would help emergency officials and city engineers think about how to bolster their city's infrastructure and emergency plans. By identifying some weak points, a city could do more to prevent catastrophic events like a dam breaking. For Potter, the model isn't just about driving home the realities of climate change. It's about the choices that people can still make to adapt.
So I think it's a recognition that, hey, look, the climate's changing. We also are urbanizing. We need to de-urbanize better. So, and keep in mind how climate's changing.
To some extent, cities are stuck with decisions made decades ago. Greg Fries is assistant city engineer for the city of Madison. He says large portions of central Madison are prone to flooding, and it's hard to go in and put in new storm sewers that could carry away more water.
For the downtown area, we are largely living with a system that was designed, you know, in some cases, almost 100 years ago, or more, actually.
Fries says as the city expands with new development, it can build better storm sewers. Madison can also require buildings in flood-prone areas to have higher foundations, among other things. For Ken Potter, the big lesson is that people can't control rainfall, but still have a lot of say in where rainwater ends up.
And, I think the thing I'm hoping they're learning is that also contributing to increased flooding is urban development. If we convert the landscape from soil, agricultural soil, to rooftop, to street, to parking lot, we're going to greatly increase the amount of runoff.
Researchers like Potter caution that a computer model can only predict so much. But the floods of 2017 have driven home the reality of climate change and a wetter world. Scott Gordon, Wisconsin Public Radio.